I'd like to lead you with a prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you that you gave your only Son, your begotten Son, to us to save this world. Lord, we thank you that we have the freedom to celebrate this. Lord, I ask you, will you be with us, each and every one of us, for this evening? In Jesus' name, amen.
God Almighty is the one who, one you are to regard as holy, the one you are to fear, the one you are to dread. And yet, to you, God will be a sanctuary. Our very God will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. There will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end.
Thank you. time began. Lives within this wonderful man. Everything that was and is finds new life in this love of his. God of earth, God of people, God of peace,
praise to the God who sets us free. God who lets us be. Praise to the Father and the Son. Praise to the Spirit in everyone. Let us sing His praises.
A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of God will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of our God. And he will delight in the fear of our God. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness, he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. In love, a throne will be established. In faithfulness, a man will sit on it. He will be a spirit of justice to anyone who sits in judgment, a source of strength.
Thank you.
a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line. In that day, the deaf will hear the words of the scroll, and out of gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind will see. Once more, the humble will rejoice in our God. The needy will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. See, a king will reign in righteousness, and rulers will rule with justice. Then the eyes of those who see will no longer be closed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The mind of the rash will know and understand. And the stammering tongue will be fluent and clear. The fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever. My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest.
Thank you.
Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. A voice of one calling, in the desert prepare the way for our God. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, and the rugged places a plain. And the glory of our God will be revealed, and all people together will see it. For the mouth of our God has spoken. You who bring good tidings, go up to a high mountain, lift up your voice with a shout, lift it up and do not be afraid, and say, here is your God. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness, he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his law, the islands will put their hope. I, your God, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open the eyes that are blind, to free the captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light and make the rough places smooth. I will not forsake them.
Shout for joy, O heavens. Rejoice, O earth. Burst into song, O mountains. For our God comforts the people and will have compassion on the afflicted ones. Lift up your eyes and look around. All your sons gather and come to you. As surely as I live, declares our God, you will hear them all as ornaments. You will put them on like a bride. Listen to me, my people. Hear me, my nation. My justice will become a light to the nations. Hear me, you who know what is right, you people who have my law in your hearts. My righteousness will last forever, my salvation through all generations. I have put my words in your mouth and cover you with the shadow of my hand. My people will know my name. Therefore, in that day, they will know that it is I who foretold it. Yes, it is I. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace and bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem, for our God has comforted the people and has redeemed Jerusalem. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled by him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness. Yet will many nations marvel at him, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they have not told, they will see. For what they have not heard, they will understand.
Thank you.
He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he took our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to our own way, and God has laid on him the iniquities of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for all the transgressors. Is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe him, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear, and then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of our God will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and our God will answer. You will cry for help, and God will say, "Here I am." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will shine in the darkness, and your night will become as the noonday. Then you will find your joy in our God. The mouth of our God has spoken.
Well, we are about to sing together a song that contains the word dayspring. Dayspring is not a word that we use much anymore. I've never actually ever heard someone use the word dayspring in a sentence before. Even our Bible translations don't use that word anymore. That's an old kind of King Jamesy word. But these days, even our Bibles don't use the word dayspring. It's an old word and it's an archaic word, but it is a beautiful and poetic word. It means dawn, or sunrise, dayspring. And the idea is this: things are always darkest just before the dawn, just before dayspring. The night is black, it's been black for hours, and then finally, way off in the distance, if you're looking, you begin to see the first little spot, hint of a color off on the horizon. And it begins to shine forth, just barely, in the darkness. It's like the image is like a fresh spring that's flowing with water. And it begins very small, and it just begins to bubble up, but it keeps going and going and spreading and spreading. And before you know it, the whole field is flooded with water from that one little spring. That's the idea, except this fresh spring, the day spring, is flowing not with water, but with light. And it begins small, and it just casts a little bit of light. But as the sun continues to rise, the light continues to flow out from there. And eventually, the whole landscape is flooded. It's flooded with light. And the darkness is gone. And the darkness has had to flee back to the shadows where it belongs. Dayspring describes the very beginning of that amazing transformation. That transformation happens every single day. Every single morning, the darkness is transformed to light, and dayspring begins that process. And dayspring is also a good word to describe what happened on Christmas. The Gospel of John tells us that in Jesus was light, and the light was the life of mankind, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He is the dayspring. That day when he was born was the very beginning, the first spark, the first shining of that light. The light started out small. It was just a tiny light shining forth from a little baby laying in a food trough. But throughout the ministry of Jesus, the light grew and it grew and it spread. And the darkness tried very hard to overcome it, but it could not, and it will not. And eventually the light defeated darkness for good when Jesus died, and he rose again from the dead, defeating death. And before ascending to heaven, he commissioned his followers to go and to be light bearers, ambassadors of the light, spreading the light of Jesus throughout the whole entire world, and the darkness will not and cannot overcome it. Darkness has not yet been totally defeated, but it will be. And the light, that light that Jesus came to shine, is here with us now. And we receive that light right into our lives, right into our hearts. We become tabernacles of the light of Christ. We become shiners of the light of Christ when we receive the gift of Jesus by believing in his name.
Thank you.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of our God rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But our God rises upon you, and God's glory appears over you. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. I will make you the everlasting pride and the joy of all generations. The Spirit of the Sovereign God is on me, because our God has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. God has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord, of our God's favor, and a day of vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty. Instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of our God for the display of God's splendor. For as the soil makes the sprout come up and the garden causes seeds to grow, so our sovereign God will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations.
Thank you.